Welcome to Living Faith Online with Pastor Connie McLean.
Hello, and welcome to a special edition of LFCC Online, Wednesday Night in the Word. As you may know, this year marks 40 incredible years of Living Faith Christian Center. Back in 1985, Dr. Lamont and I founded this ministry with a vision to see lives transformed by the power of God. And as part of our anniversary celebration, we're doing something special. On the first and second Wednesday of each month, we're reaching back into the archives to bring you a powerful series from Dr. Lamont called Experiencing God's Manifested Glory. For those who were here during his time, this will be a beautiful walk down memory lane. And for those who have joined us more recently, this will be an opportunity to experience his powerful teachings for the first time. No matter where you are in your faith journey, I know this series will bless you in a deep and meaningful way. So get ready, because what God has done before, he is still doing today. Let's dive in.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, thank you, guys. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles handy with you this morning, open with me, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I think it's where we left off last time. We're talking about experiencing God's manifested glory in our life. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. My goodness. Hallelujah. In verse number 9, we're going to read 9 and 10 together out loud. So when you have it, let me know. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read. It says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. For God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Amen. God told Moses that he was going to manifest his glory by causing all his goodness to pass before him. God said he was going to reveal his manifested glory by revealing all his goodness. That's what verse 9 is talking about. All God's goodness eyes have not seen. All the goodness ears have not heard about. Neither can man even imagine all the goodness of God. Amen? In our verse number 9, it tells us that these things that God has prepared for them that love him. They were prepared ahead of time. So all of that goodness, all that in the manifested glory of God, all that power, all that, I can't describe, all that goodness. My mind, my vocabulary, you know, we just don't have words to describe it. But all of that, amen, all that, that same potential is inside of you and I. It's resident in us. Because of Jesus, it's resident in us. And because it's resident in us, that's why the eyes can't see it. That's why people don't hear us talking about it, because it's resident inside of us. It came from God. It's there. All his goodness, and we found out all his goodness is all the mercy, the grace, the favor, all operating together at the same time. Everything that God is in his glory. And God has put that on the inside of us. And it will all begin to work at the same time. Can you imagine that? Can you just imagine that for a moment? You know, if something, I mean, just having all the mercy, all the grace of God. In other words, whenever you need something, God's mercy is right there for you. Even though you don't deserve it, even though you don't qualify, his mercy is going to work for you. So that you can have the things that God wants you to have. His power is going to work toward blessing you. But even when God sends you something, even though you don't qualify, but he's going to send it anyway, he's got to prepare you. So he's going to give you his grace to empower you to receive it so that you can be what he created you to be. Amen. And all the favor is going to come with it. In other words, once you have been endowed with the grace of God, the mercy of God has put you in the right position, now you're ready to move on. Favor is going to go with you. Hallelujah. Amen. That means nothing shall be even possible to you. Nothing can hold you back. No doors can be shut to you. Why? Because all of the glory, all the goodness of God will be working for you, working around you. Hallelujah. Now this is going to be heavy today, but you're going to have to rise to the occasion. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, don't drown. Just swim to the top. Amen. Because we're going to be flooded today with revelation. And I don't want to sit here and try and work too hard to try and save y'all. Amen. Let's just flow with it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It says here, but God hath revealed them unto us, verse 10, by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the what?
Deep
things of God. So that's your clue right there. We get ready to go deep.
Amen.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we get ready to go deep.
Amen.
Amen. So get your gear together. There are things that God has prepared for you. There are things that he has that are going to be revealed in you. Look at verse number 13, tells us which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Now you are right there on the crossroads, because we are about to go into the deeper things of God. And if you don't go on, you're going to sit here and feel kind of foolish while everybody else moves on. Amen. It says here that the natural man cannot understand it, neither can he know them, because they are what? Because they are spiritually discerned. The things that God is going to reveal in you are spiritually discerned. In other words, the natural cannot see them. The natural cannot hear them. The natural cannot perceive them. That's what that scripture is all about. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Not because it's not there. It's because you can't see them in the natural. Natural methods will not reveal this glory. What God has put in you, all the potential in you, is equivalent. Let me say this right. Everything in you is equivalent to the classification, I'll say that, classification of God. In other words, too long, people have separated themselves from God, saying that God is God and we are, you know, mere humans. We are sinners. But God is God. That's not how you were created. You weren't created to be mere humans. You weren't created to be a spirit locked in dirt for eternity. You were created out of the image of God. Amen. For the purpose of God. Amen. To be like God. Amen. In the earth. Amen. Amen. When God created man, his whole intention was for man to be like him. For man to turn around and do in the earth what God has done throughout the universe. He said, my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That's the purpose of why man was created. And here it's saying that what's in you is the same ability that God purposed from the beginning. It's inside you. And it's glorious. It's glorious. But it can't be seen with the natural eye. You can't talk about it to somebody else and expect them to understand it. Hello? They can't know it. They'll think it's foolish. They'll think you're talking foolishness to them. But it doesn't matter whether they believe or whether they don't believe. It's all about whether you believe. Amen. Whether you know what God has done inside you. Amen. Amen? Amen? He says that the things that are in you, they are spiritual. Meaning that natural methods cannot reveal the full potential of you. Natural methods cannot reveal what is hidden inside of you. So in other words, formal education is not going to reveal this glory. You can go to school rest of your life. You still ain't going to see it. And you won't be able to perceive it. Are you with me? You can work out. Get as many muscles as you want. You still ain't going to see the glory. You can get all the on-the-job training you want. It won't be revealed. Why? Natural methods cannot reveal this thing. You can have all the specialized training. You can be an athlete. And you go through specialized training and training camps. You can be in the military. You go through boot camp. You can be a police officer. You got to go through police academy and training. It still won't reveal what's really inside you. Now, don't get me wrong. If you go through those things, it's going to make you better. You know? It'll make you better than what you are. Shoot, after you spend all that time training on your physical body, you should be a little bit better. But it will not be able to reveal this thing that's inside of you. Are you with me? Cannot reveal. Why? Because it's spiritual. Amen. It's spiritual. It can only be understood. It can only be received through the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now, in verse number 10, it says, even though the natural can't see it, other people can't see it, it says verse 10, but God, he's going to reveal it. He's going to reveal it in you. He's actually already revealed it, but it's up to us to get to the point where we're going to receive what he is revealing. It says here, but God hath revealed them unto us by his what?
Spirit.
By his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. There's no limitation to the Spirit. He knows the deep things of God. So, watch this. God said he's going to reveal them to us. Not to your neighbor. Not to somebody else. Not to somebody else. He will reveal it just to you. He's going to reveal what he put in you. And this is important because it ain't nobody else's business. What's in you? But what comes out of you, that's when they see it, they're going to know. They're going to know that ain't you. Somebody understand it. When it comes out, they're going to know it's not of you. They're going to know that that's of God. And they're going to give God the glory for what comes out of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because they're going to say, my God. Will you look at that? I know that boy was nothing, but look at him. That had to be God up in there. They're going to see that God comes out. And when God comes out, God's going to get the glory. Amen. You get to keep all the fame, all the wealth that comes along with it. All the dignity that comes with it. Amen. All the people looking up to you. People opening doors for you. Amen. People receiving you. Amen. People talking good about you. Amen. God said, you can keep all that. Amen. Just that when they see it, you know, I'm going to get the glory out of all this. Amen. Amen. But it says God will reveal by his what?
Spirit.
Everybody say his Spirit.
His Spirit.
So what does that mean? God's going to reveal by his Spirit. That's what we're going to hone in on today. He's going to reveal it by his Spirit. In other words, God's going to reveal it in his presence. In other words, it won't be revealed without God being there. The Spirit of God is the presence of God. This glory came from God, and it will never be outside of God's control. You'll never have control over it. You'll just receive all the benefits of it. Amen. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I don't care. Just let it show up. Amen. All right, now, here's a statement that we need to really catch hold of. And so we're going to take a trip back and find out what this really means. We're going to end right here. Okay? We're going to end it right here. But in order to understand it, we got to go back. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, let's go back. To the future. Amen. Look at me. Look with me over the book of Genesis. I already know. I got too much right now. I can't finish this all. I already know it. Starting to well up already. But let's go. God said he will reveal it. But it will only be revealed in his presence. Now look in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Says, and God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was what?
Very good.
It was very good. And the evening and the day were the what? Was the sixth day. In other words, God had completed all he was going to do, because the next day was the seventh day, or the Sabbath day, the day of rest for him. So everything he did for man, on behalf of man, was good. Not just good, it was what?
Very good.
It was very good. So when God created the man was surrounded by goodness. Man was surrounded by all the goodness God could bestow upon him. Everything he had, God had prepared for him. All of the goodness. He created the man from himself, his nature. His nature was glory. So he poured that glory into the man. Not only that, everything that God created came out of God. That was glory. So when God got done doing everything he was going to do, not only was the man good, but everything else was good. So the man was just surrounded by goodness. He was good. Everything was good. Life was good. Everything about him was good. Amen. He was surrounded with goodness. He would wake up good. Go to bed good. Everything was good. This is hard for us to understand. There were no problems. There wasn't no room for problems. Why? Because of the presence, or the glory of God that was there. There was nothing. Amen. It was like heaven. There's no problems in heaven. Everything is good. It's very good. When God got done doing his work here in the earth, he said, now it's very good. Remember, it was dark, void, a mess. Amen. But when he got done working 6 days, it was good. Amen. We haven't seen that, but it was good. Amen. He put Adam in there. Now, look at chapter 2. Now, everything that God manifested from himself was what?
Good.
Not good, it was what?
Very.
It was very good. God's nature is glory, but when it manifests from God out, it became the goodness of God. Hallelujah. People may not see God's glory or understand it, but they will see the goodness. They will see what God has done. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Look at chapter 2 and verse number 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. When God created the man, he created the man out of himself. He put the glory in the man, then put the man in the garden. The first thing that God gave to the man, the first thing God gave to man was his presence. Because the garden represents the presence of God. It was the spot on earth where the presence of God was. The very first thing God gave man was not a woman. First thing he gave him was his presence. That's important for you to understand. The first thing he gave to the man was what? His presence. That was the first thing, was his presence. He formed man, then picked the man up and put him in the garden. In other words, he put the glory in the man because he breathed into him, then put the man up and put him into his presence. Why? So that the glory that was in him could be revealed. Without the presence, the glory will not be revealed. The glory cannot be revealed outside of the presence of God. He put the man in the garden, in the presence of the Lord. Now, take note that the male, that's what we're talking about right now, the male man. He was put in the garden. The male man was put into the presence of God. The female, she was created in the presence. That's why men think they don't need. They think they don't need to go to church. They don't think they need God to be successful. They were formed out of the dirt, and they keep having a tendency to try to go back to the dirt. But the female, she knows. That's all she knows. She knows that the presence of God, outside the presence of God, it ain't going to get right.
Amen.
Nothing's going to be right. Amen. He was placed in the presence. That's why when the women come to church, they have no problem praising God. They got no problem worshiping the Lord. They get carried away. Oh, Lord, I've longed to be here. This is where I'm supposed to be. Oh, hallelujah. And the man is sitting there. What? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the word coming so they can tell me something. Mm-hmm. See, but when the male understands that he cannot function without God, he's the only one that can bring his family into the presence of God. He's the one that brings the family into the presence. See, but it's the female that keeps them in the presence. Even if the male comes and then has a little somebody's feeling me right about now. Has a little dirt problem. Female's gonna make sure her family stays in the presence. Amen. The same token, if the female forgets her purpose, she's the only one that can get them kicked out. Get the whole family kicked out the garden. That's what happened to Eve. She forgot her purpose. She wanted to be something that she wasn't. Hello? We got a whole movement out here where the women want to be the man. Hello? They want to be something that they're not. You are a female, not a male. Amen. God created you with a purpose. When Eve tried to be something she wasn't, the whole family got kicked out. Still didn't make it back in. Amen. They were created with a purpose. The garden is the presence of God. That's what it represents. It's in the garden. That is your environment. The presence of God is your environment for success. The presence of God. That's your environment for success. If you want success, you'll only find it, true success, in the presence of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The reason why you are not achieving what you should be achieving is because you're in the wrong environment. It's not because you're not adequate or not qualified to receive it. It's just you're operating in the wrong environment. You're trying to get success out of the world system. And you cannot get success, listen to me, in the world system unless you sell out. The world system is contradictory to God Almighty. So if you want to get success, they'll say, yeah, you can have success, but you got to sell out. You got to give up. You got to give up your time. You got to give up your fellowship time with God. You got to give up your study time. Yeah, you can be successful, but you can't study the Word of God. Why? Because you're too busy.
Amen.
You got to give up. You can't go to church. Why? Because, yeah, you got to work. Because your job demands that you be there. Why? Because I got to be successful. I got to work. Working hard. Sweating. You'll find some success, but in order to get it, you got to sell out. Jesus put it this way. He said, what kind of profit is that you turn around and gain the whole world at the expense of losing your soul? I don't get excited when I see people on Forbes 500 or Forbes whatever, 100, you know. I make billions and billions. Well, yeah, you got there, but you had to sell out to get there. That's not your environment for success. You got to give up. All God placed in you to get there, there's a better way of doing it. You see, Adam enjoyed life. He just had a good old time because everything was what?
Good.
Amen. Adam was having a good old time. Everything was good. But when he got kicked out of the presence of God, that's when Adam had to work for a living. He had to work for a living. God never intended for you to work for a living. I told you we're going to be talking. Really, you got to hear this. Amen. Oh, I go to work, but I ain't working for no living. That's not what I do for a living. Oh, y'all. That's not what I do. I'm not working for a living. What do you do for a living? Well, you know what I do for a living? I'm a grower. I'm a grower. I grow faith. I grow faith for a living. Amen. See, when you realize what you're here for, what you're doing does not make up and define who you are. Amen. Hey, I can be sweeping the streets. It don't matter. That's not who I am. That's not what I do for a living. What I do for a living is that I grow faith. And my faith continues to grow. Just like a farmer grows a crop, I grow faith. Since I grow faith, the world is nothing more than a sower's field to me. It's a sower's field. That's all it is. It's supposed to produce for me. I grow faith. Just like a farmer grows in the field. My job is just my seed bin. I don't make a living off of what they give me. That doesn't line up with the glory that God's given me. That doesn't line up with what God has revealed for me. Amen. That little paycheck they give me, that's not the standard by which God called me to live. You see, when they give me a paycheck in his presence. I may work for them, see, but I'm in his presence. When it comes to me, I say, Lord, what is I'm supposed to do? He said, take 10% of it, give it unto me, then sow. Give. And then it shall be given unto you. By who? It's going to be given unto you by all those people out there working for a living. Shall men give unto your bosom? Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said that the wealth of the wicked, it's laid up for the just. Why? Because I'm flowing in the presence of God. Amen. If I need something, my God shall supply. Come on, church. Not my job. Why? I'm in the presence of God.
We're excited to invite you to join in our upcoming monthly Bible study, held every second Thursday from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We are diving into the powerful book of Acts. Whether you're new to the Bible study or a seasoned reader, you'll find this study to be engaging and enriching. As you read, jot down any questions or thoughts. Whether you're bringing questions, thoughts, or just an open heart, you'll be a vital part of this exciting journey through the Acts of the Apostles. We can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendars. Let's make this Bible study one to remember. Calling all women of virtue, we're delighted to invite you to our monthly small group sessions entitled Cafe Conversations. This is a wonderful opportunity for women 18 and over to come together, connect, and share in a warm, welcoming environment in our cozy cafe lounge. It's the perfect time to build meaningful relationships, inspire each other, and grow together. We can't wait to see you there. Let's make these gatherings something special. For more details, call the church or feel free to reach out to Elder Ida Misher.